Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a free resource from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 1 to 11 and Matthew 25 verses 14 to 30. Both readings ask a deceptively simple question. What do we do while we are waiting? In 1 Thessalonians, Paul writes to a young Christian community living with an intense expectation that the day of the Lord could arrive at any moment. Yet his advice is not to spend their time calculating dates or anxiously watching the sky. He tells them to stay awake, to live as children of light, and especially to encourage one another and build one another up. Then Matthew gives us Jesus' parable of the talents, where a wealthy master entrusts extraordinary sums of money to three servants before leaving on a journey. The image that has stayed with me is that of the third servant crouching down and burying the money in the ground. It looks, at first, like a sensible act. He's protecting what he's been given. Nothing can be lost, nothing can go wrong, but nothing can happen either. And that may be the uncomfortable centre of this parable for the church today. Notice that the talent being referred to in the parable isn't an ability or skill. It was an enormous quantity of money. One talent represented roughly 20 years of an ordinary labourer's wages. In a rough New Zealand wage comparison, the servants are being entrusted with something like $5 million, $2 million and $1 million. These are deliberately extravagant amounts. So even the servant who receives the least has been given something astonishing. One thing preachers may want to notice is that the problem with the third servant is not that he has too little. His problem is fear. Fear persuades him that preservation is safer than participation. That gives us a sharp question for churches. Do we bury talents too? We can preserve a building, but forget why it exists. We can preserve traditions without asking whether they still give life. We can become so concerned about falling numbers, aging congregations, limited finances, or the possibility of failure, that keeping everything safe quietly becomes the mission. The parable pushes in another direction. Try something, welcome someone, challenge an injustice, forgive someone, create something beautiful, plant something for those who will come after us. Risk compassion. We also need to be careful about treating the master in this story as a straightforward portrait of God. The master behaves like a wealthy first century landowner, and Matthew's harsh judgment language reflects the tensions of his own time. That allows us to hear the parable less as a threat about divine punishment and more as a challenge about what fear does to us. For worship leaders, this opens up several strong images and actions. You might use a gift box and dramatically bury it in a pot of soil, asking the congregation whether keeping a gift completely safe is really the purpose of receiving it. You might use lights to explore Paul's language of being children of light. Or you could invite people to name ordinary gifts within the congregation: listening, cooking, music, organizing, gardening, advocacy, hospitality, humor, friendship. The Worship at Hand material also connects this theme with kaitiakitanga. What we receive is not simply ours to possess. People, communities, whenua, water, creation, money, skills, and even the future are things entrusted to our care. That takes the parable well beyond personal talents. Here in Aotearoa, our gifts can be used wherever loneliness is interrupted, migrants and refugees find belonging, Maori voices are honoured, families under pressure are supported, creation is protected, injustice is challenged, and communities choose cooperation over competition. Paul says, encourage one another and build up each other. That may sound modest, but in a culture where criticism can travel around the world in seconds, deliberately building people up is profoundly countercultural. However you shape this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation recognize that faithful waiting is not passive waiting. God has already placed extraordinary gifts into our hands. The invitation is to use them generously, use them courageously, and build something beautiful with them. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.